Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, it is a total of 42 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out at 51. Record high, 67 in the year 2000. Record low was 21 below zero in the year 2002. Last year's high, 52, and the low, 32. Sunset will happen at 5:54 this afternoon, and sunrise time coming up in less than an hour, around 6:33 today. South to southwest winds are at 4, barometer at 29.60. 4/100ths of an inch of rain this morning, and we're holding steady at 42.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the ABC News Update is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's tariffs against Canada and Mexico and China are now in effect, and it won't be long until you feel it, says Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Everything from vehicles to appliances to consumer electronics, all those things will take time to filter through. But I suspect by Memorial Day, we'll all feel the effects of the higher prices on all these different products.
China and Canada already responding with their own tariffs on U.S. goods, Mexico continuing to try to negotiate. The White House has ordered a pause in military aid to Ukraine, saying Ukrainian President Zelensky needs to be more appreciative of the U.S. that it's already received. Tonight, the president delivers his first address of his second administration to a joint session of Congress, at which he will lay out priorities for the next 4 years. 88-year-old Pope Francis in guarded condition, suffering two medical emergencies on Monday at the Rome Hospital, where he's been for nearly 3 weeks. This is ABC News. Strong storms whipping across much of the middle part of the country, threats of blizzards and possible tornadoes from Dallas through Michigan. Some Mardi Gras parades in New Orleans canceled. Others have been rescheduled. TikTok now facing a new lawsuit over kids and safety.
The lawsuit, unsealed yesterday, raises more concerns about child safety on the app, claiming there's rampant sexual and financial exploitation of children on TikTok Live, and saying 70% of 13 to 15-year-olds on the app claimed they were over 18 when signing up. TikTok says that data is outdated.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley, the suit also shining light on TikTok's finances. The platform made nearly $2 billion in sales from TikTok Live in one quarter in 2023. And the Los Angeles Kings apologizing for some of the scarves it sold during Armenian Heritage Night last month. The scarves were made in Turkey, which is blamed for the deaths of 1.5 million Armenians. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I was taking a shower last weekend and the water stopped. I hollered out, "Hey, the water stopped." Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Their service is so good and so fast. I'm just going to wait here in the shower.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions is really good and really fast. When you need water, and who doesn't, remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488.
See if Larry can bring me some soap.
Hello, cooks and bakers. If creating home-cooked meals is a regular part of your life, Whitaker's Market is the place for you. Our bulk food department is bursting with ingredients of all sorts for baking, plus dried fruit, nuts, seeds, grains, spices, dried beans, and much, much more. Fresh, reasonably priced, and there are lots of organic and gluten-free choices as well. And on Tuesday, if you're 65 or older, you get 10% off everything you purchase. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, the Brewers pick up a former Brewers killer. Milwaukee has signed veteran left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana to a one-year contract. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Brewers lost to Cincinnati 5-4. Also, it was a win for Boston and actually a tie with Boston and Baltimore at 6. The A's 5-4 over the White Sox. Arizona 10-2 over the Cubs. Miami and the Mets tied at 1. From the NBA, Portland 119, Philadelphia 102, Golden State 119, Charlotte 101, Miami 106, Washington 90, also Oklahoma City 137, Houston 128, Atlanta 132, Memphis 130, Sacramento beat Dallas 122-98, and Detroit over Utah 134-106. The Bucks get back to action this evening as they continue on with their NBA schedule down to the last 20 games or so of the regular season. Milwaukee will be at Atlanta this evening. From the NHL, the Rangers 4-0 over the Islanders, Washington 5 and Ottawa 4 after a shootout, Florida 2, Tampa Bay 1, Montreal 4-3 over Buffalo in overtime, San Jose 3, Toronto 2, and Chicago 5-1 over Los Angeles.
Choice for better health.
At-home test or colonoscopy. Which screen is right for you? The best person to help answer that is your healthcare provider. Have an open conversation about your risk factors. The important thing is to make sure you're screened. If you need a colonoscopy, the Richland Hospital and Clinics have highly skilled providers ready to take care of you.
A high of 52 today, cloudy and mild with occasional rain, heavier later in the afternoon, and fog possible. A low of 30 tonight, rain heavy early, then it should turn to wet snow after 3 a.m., 1 to 2 inches possible. A winter weather advisory will be in effect for Vernon County Wednesday morning from 3 a.m. until 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Wednesday evening, a low of 17, and Thursday, a high of 38, again with a slight chance of flurries later on. This morning, some light rain, 4/100ths of an inch so far. We're right now with winds around 4 from the south-southwest. And on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 42 degrees. Good Tuesday morning. Here's Tracy Byrd.
And I like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way.
country, and we like it that way.
Tracy Bird on WRCO on this Tuesday, the 4th of March, already the 63rd day of 2025. 302 days left in the year, in case you're counting. Good to be back with you today after a night of, I wouldn't say a night of rest. Last night was groceries and a little bit of cleaning. A little bit. I have to kind of clean in spurts. And generally, it's my area. I try to make sure that all the dresser drawers shut and all of this. And it's tough because I have a lot of T-shirts that I have sentimental value with. And I'm just waiting to maybe someday they'll fit again. Here's Vince Gill. Southern Pacific on WRCO Radio, and all is lost. 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this Tuesday. Good luck getting there today. Tomorrow, let's see, could be maybe some tricky circumstances caused by weather, but we'll just have to wait that out and see. It sounds like some wicked wild weather is in particular through parts of the country, causing some things here and there, but maybe we'll just be on the tail end of it, it sounds like, for the overnight into tomorrow with some snow and even some tornadoes, as they mentioned, in some parts of the Midwest.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, a common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old.
Johnny Cash on WRCO Country and Community. 42 degrees, a little rain in the community today. 4-100 so far. Here's Blake Shelton.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you. No more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me. The same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a half-filled thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah. You can park your car in the driveway. I'll park my truck in the grass. I'll put a little swing on the front porch if you put a little tea in my glass. Watch the sunset from a gravel road. Kiss me in the kitchen on your tippy toes. Still loving on you. To crows, watching way more than the garden grow. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there.
Blake Shelton on WRCO, and I'll name the dogs. It's pretty easy to do, absolutely. I didn't name Squirt, but I named Buddy and who else? We had Shadow and Sam. Yeah, so it doesn't take a lot of thinking or, you know, hey, you mutt. You know, sometimes whatever they answer to, that's what I answer to sometimes too. Anyway, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries a little later on. It's Quizzy Poo Day as well. And a look at news is next.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, a little rain, 4/100ths of an inch of precip so far. We're at 42 degrees. We're headed toward 52 with more rain on the way, maybe this afternoon where it becomes heavier. 30 tonight overnight and maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow by this time tomorrow morning.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Some notes on Today in News. I'm Phil Nee. Ahead of President Donald Trump's joint address to Congress tonight, Democrats criticized him for policies that they say are hurting Wisconsinites. The Democratic National Committee took Trump to task Tuesday, criticizing him for proposed cuts to federal assistance programs, including SNAP and Medicaid. Nearly 1.2 million Wisconsinites are enrolled in Medicaid, while over 700,000 utilize SNAP. Data from nonpartisan health research group KFF shows about a third of Wisconsin children are covered by Medicaid, and according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a progressive think tank, over 60% of Wisconsin's SNAP participants are in families with children. A Republican budget proposal would see SNAP funding cut by over $230 billion through 2034. Additionally, the budget calls on the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut at least $880 billion in spending over the next 10 years, which is likely unfeasible without making cuts to Medicaid. The DNC also criticized Trump for firing staff at VA hospitals and freezing funding for some federal grants and U.S. aid. Data from the U.S. Department of Labor shows almost 21,500 Wisconsinites have filed for unemployment since Trump took office. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are staying on the message. They want a tax cut done before the next state budget. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was on WISN's Upfront program and said the one-time $4.6 billion state surplus is only here because the governor continues to veto tax. He said the position of legislative Republicans has always been that money is for tax cuts, not for continued spending, not for bloating government, not for creating new government programs. Republicans expect that money to be used for tax cuts. August said whether Republicans pass a budget will depend on how Democratic Governor Tony Evers reacts to their tax cuts. He dismissed tax cuts in Evers' proposed state budget as a shell game. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is reiterating where he stands when it comes to President Donald Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol attacks. Schimmel Monday says he supports a president's right to pardon, but disagrees with President Donald Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the January 6th Capitol attacks. During a January visit to the state capitol, former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn said Schimmel is playing both sides with his comments on Trump's pardons. Schimmel faces Dane County Judge Susan Crawford in the April election. A new audit of the November election won by President Donald Trump in swing state Wisconsin has found that not a single vote was counted incorrectly, altered, or missed by tabulating machines. The audit also found no evidence that any voting machine or software had been hacked or otherwise tampered with. The Wisconsin Elections Commission released findings of the audit last week and is scheduled to discuss it this Friday. Trump defeated former Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin by just over 29,000 votes. Unlike in 2020, Trump and his allies have not made accusations about wrongdoing in the 2024 election. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance was a huge success over the weekend. The best yet, the James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 Auxiliary hosted the event Saturday at the Lone Rock Community Hall to raise funds for the Vets Roll program. The estimated cost to send a veteran on a trip is about $850 per veteran. Saturday's event raised $47,000, with more funds still coming in. The funds will go towards sending more World War II and Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. in May. The Richland County Highway Department will be posting weight restrictions on all county roadways beginning on Friday. Posting will begin on County Highway A and extend to all county roads. Weight restrictions will be enforced on all county roadways beginning on Monday, March 10th. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services like Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. The forecast for today calls for 52. Some rain today, especially some heavy rain this afternoon and fog possible. Rain heavy early tonight, then it could turn to wet snow about 3 a.m. or so in the morning tomorrow. A low of 30 and a high of 34 Wednesday. 1 to 2 inches of snow accumulation possible. Clouds break up and colder Wednesday night and 17. Right now, looking at a winter weather advisory in Vernon County from early Wednesday morning until Wednesday evening. In Richland Center today, four 1/7 inch of precipitation. We have a southwest wind at 2 miles per hour. After an early reading of 42, our temp has dipped a little bit. We're down to 39 degrees. That is the overnight low.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the start of the boys' basketball tournament, details on the Brewers signing a veteran left-hander as well.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament gets underway. The race toward Madison is underway this evening. Richland Center, a ninth seed, plays at number 8 seed Evansville. The winner of tonight's game will play Friday night at Platteville. River Valley will be taking on Prairie du Chien at home. The winner of that game will play at New Glarus coming up on Friday. River Valley coach Luke Thatcher says it doesn't feel like it should be tournament time already.
It's wild how it sneaks up on you. You kind of go through a little bit of a lull in January, and then you blink, and here we are, season number 2.
Elsewhere tonight, Division 4, Boscobel will be at Lancaster and Riverdale at Fenimore. It's also Belleville playing host to Westby, and Iowa Grant will be the site for Wisconsin Heights. In Division 5 games this evening, Ithaca will be at home against Cassville. Highland will host Waseca Steuben. Kickapoo is home against DeSoto and Brookwood at Royal. Weston at North Crawford. It's River Ridge hosting Lafarge Youth Initiative. Seneca at Hill. Hillsboro and Waniwak Center at Potosi. New Lisbon is at Assumption. On the state of Wisconsin scene, he's been something of a Brewers killer through the years. Milwaukee has signed veteran left-hander Jose Quintana to a one-year contract. Quintana has been among the toughest pitchers for Brewer batters over his 13-year career. He's coming off a solid year with the Mets. Quintana is 36 years old and doesn't throw very hard, but he has become an expert at avoiding hard contact. Cincinnati was a winner yesterday against the Brewers. Final score of 5-4. In spring baseball news. Elsewhere yesterday, a loss by the Cubs to Arizona, 10-2, and it was a win for Miami over the Mets. It was also Boston 6 and Baltimore 6. Athletics 5-4 over the White Sox. Toronto beat Detroit 13-3. Tampa Bay 5-4 over Atlanta. And the Yankees top Pittsburgh by a score of 12-3. Wisconsin and Marquette are still among the top 20 teams in this week's polls. The Badgers split two games last week, beating Washington and losing to Michigan State. They fell one spot to 12th. The Golden Eagles are up one spot from last week to 20th after winning two games. This is the last week of the regular season for both teams. Coach Greg Gard and the club getting ready for the next game on Wednesday.
Border State, you know, we've recruited that area really well. That area's been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of, you know, Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important in terms of NCAA tournament seeding. You know, if we can keep or get to that two line, you know, it's an important for obviously Big Ten tournament to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win.
Badger men's coach Greg Gard, his team taking on Minnesota on Wednesday night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kyle Kuzma are on the Bucks injury report for tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks. Giannis is listed as probable with that lingering calf strain. Kuzma is expected to sit out the game with a sprained ankle. He has been effective after coming to Milwaukee in a trade, averaging almost 15 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. The Packers have re-signed linebacker Isaiah McDuffie to a 2-year, $8 million contract. McDuffie had his best NFL season last year with 94 tackles, one sack, one forced fumble, three quarterback hits, and three tackles for loss. He was a sixth-round draft pick for Green Bay in 2021 in the NFL draft, and he started all 17 games for the team in 2024. Also in sport news today, for the right to move on and play and broadcast more games, looks like Jimmy Johnson's career with Fox is now over. It was announced yesterday that he will be stepping back. That was released yesterday, and the network will look for a replacement for the longtime Fox Sports analyst. The 81-year-old Johnson made the appearance at the Herd with Colin Cowherd show. He said he had been thinking about retiring for four or five years. He said he would miss the people he's been working with. Johnson worked alongside hosts Kurt Menefee and Terry Bradshaw and analysts Howie Long and Michael Strahan. As a coach, he won consecutive Super Bowls with the Cowboys and the College Football National Championship with Miami in 1987. I'm Phil Nee with sports. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Neon lights draw me like a moth to a flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on the honky-tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand, the boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better,
but I'm still too young to care. Hey!
Yeah.
Florida Georgia line here on WRCO. 39 degrees in Richland Center. Our temp is headed a bit in the wrong direction. We were at 42 for much of the early morning hours until just the last few minutes or so. Also, a total of 4/100ths of an inch of rain in the rain gauge this morning, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We are good to go for a Tuesday, and I better start studying for my quizzy poo coming up in about a half hour.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from March the 3rd. We had 332 head today, 13 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 174 to 184. Choice Holstein steers, 163 to 173. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 162 and down. 79 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring, 123 to 141. The middle 60, 95 to 122. And the bottom 20%, 94 and down. Five bulls day. Most bulls, 128 to 152. 215 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 610 to 770. Quality Holstein heifer calves 540 and down. Quality beef calves 500 to 1080. And the light poor quality calves 300 and down. Don't forget we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock. Have a great week.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
St. John's Lutheran Church Men in Richland Center will be hosting a Fat Tuesday pancake supper tonight from 5 until 7. A free will offering will be accepted and all are welcome to attend. Enjoy those cakes tonight. Always good stuff. 39 at WRCO, Country and Community. This is Joe Diffie.
Too much of the quitting kind. That pain you're wrestling with, I know right where it lives. Been there a couple of times. Always almost in tears, living in fear of the quitting kind. If you don't know what you've got, I'll tell you one thing, it's not this one is steady and strong. This one will keep going.
just bad memories of the quitting kind. If you don't know what you got, I'll tell you one thing, it's not the kind of love that will turn and run. This one is steady and strong, this one will keep going on and on and on to the end of time. It ain't the quitting kind. This one is steady and strong, this one will keep going on.
Joe Diffie and the Quitting Kind on Country and Community WRCO-FM Richland Center. It is 39 degrees at 7 o'clock. Today's news update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you and big enough to serve you.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take and bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Could be the start of an all-out trade war. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump imposing a 25%